Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We had a long tease for this, Keith.
Yes, we did.
Twitch chat was starting to get a little restless.
They were getting upset. I get it. 2 hours, 48 minutes. We've been teasing it off and on. Actually, we dropped the ball. We should have teased it all day yesterday. We didn't do that. Yeah, so we saved
it.
It was a
make good. It was a make good is what we did. We under-teased it so much that we over-teased it today.
No, but this is exciting. This is something that we all would like to go to, and the tickets are sold out and very expensive. And so it is Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike together, which would be an awesome, awesome event. And so what we wanted to do, Jones, is we wanted to reward a real listener to the show. We've been on for 2 months, a little over 2 months.
Yeah.
And these are going to be questions that are easy to a listener, impossible to someone who doesn't.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you just heard randomly flipped into WEI and said, Dave Chappelle tickets, I want to win these.
Yeah.
And you've never heard the show before, you
good luck.
Good luck is what I would say. I guess I shouldn't say you won't win them.
Yeah.
But if you listen daily to this show, you're going to have a good chance to win. A very, very good chance to win these. It might be very easy. We could give them away to the very first caller.
We could.
If they're a big enough fan.
So here's how we're going to do it. The first person to get two questions right in a row win the tickets.
Because anybody could get, even the Patriots sometimes win a game, Keith.
If you call in and get one wrong, you're done.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
one right. Exciting.
You're alive for the next question.
But then if you get the second one, you're done. And then we go to the next person, the next person, the next
sure.
person, till either we run out of questions or the show, or till it's 2 o'clock. So why don't you bring in, who do we got? Let's bring in the first contestant for the Jones and Keefe trivia.
First contestant on the biggest Jones and Keefe fan. Your chance to win two tickets to Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike, MGM Music Hall, Fenway, a week from today. Limited tickets are available. These are free tickets. It's Rick in New Hampshire. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Are you a listener of the show?
Of course.
Okay, then these should be easy for you.
You might. Congrats on the tickets.
All right. All right, let's start. Question number one. Name two Patriot player guests we have had on the show, whether it be Patriots Monday or Friday. So two Patriot interviews that we have done this season.
Geez, I'm freezing up here, and it's a lot of pressure, Rick.
It's a lot of pressure.
The defensive back that doesn't have much to say. Does that count?
I need his name.
That is spot on. Such an accurate description. It's not even funny.
That is spot on, but we need his name.
Yes, the defensive back.
To be fair to everybody else.
Anything. Yes.
I'm gonna have to bow out.
All right, Rick,
thanks for calling in.
I was going to say, maybe he was a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday listener. That's possible.
He clearly listens. The defensive back doesn't have much to say.
He did nail that.
He just froze up a little bit.
But you need two anyway. So let's just go. Next person, same question.
Luke and Lennox, two Patriots players that we interview on this show.
Oh, man, I'm still with Monday. Drake May?
God damn it, Luke.
WEEI Afternoons. People love WEEI Afternoons. With Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. That comes your way about an hour from now.
All right. Who is next? I didn't realize this was going to be such a stumper, Jones.
Hopefully you're listening along and thinking of names.
Yeah.
Ryan in Portland, Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great.
Can you name two Patriot players we have interviewed this season?
Christian Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, jeez. How about I just name any Patriot after that? Gerard Mayo?
Oh, my God.
That's the Greg Hill show.
He's a coach. You said players. Two Patriot players.
All right, you want to try this again? Same question?
None of you get the tickets!
Same question, or you want to try a different question?
What do you think?
Let's try the same question one more
time. Okay, one more time.
John's at work. Hello, John. You know two Patriots players we talked to?
John?
He's at work. I can hear him working in the background.
John, are you working? You're up next, John. You have an opportunity to win Chappelle tickets.
I'm going to put John on.
This went way better in rehearsal. All right, let's go to, who do you got?
PK in the car.
Guy. PK in the car.
Yo, I got it. Christian Gonzalez and Hunter Henry.
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
PK.
Absolutely.
Technically got 50% of those since the other answer was already gone, but still,
nope,
we're
going
to give that
it.
To you, okay?
Nailed it.
You have another question for PK. Your chance to win these tickets, PK.
Who brings the show lunch? Who brings the show lunch on Tuesdays?
D'Angelo!
Yeah!
PK!
PK, you win!
Wow. That's a happy man. That's like a man that just ate a footlong from D'Angelo.
That's excellent. Way
that's
to
how
go,
I
PK.
Sound when they drop that off. PK, congratulations. We're putting you on hold.
Yeah, have a hell of a time at the show, sir.
Do not hang up, PK.
We came up with so many questions, and we're like, what if we need more questions? And then we're like,
Billy's going to take your info,
we
PK.
We used two.
We did come up with, can you give me an example of what we left on the cutting room floor?
Which NFL Hall of Famer says that Tony Boselli shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame? It's one of our go-tos.
In retrospect, that's...
Yep.
Based on how this went, in retrospect, much too hard of a question.
What are two units of measure to the show?
That's an easy one. People should have got that.
I would think.
People weren't going to get the other one. People should have got that.
What do we call $10?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we call $500?
Yeah.
What name is always mentioned during Keefe's Keys, whether or not the team has them or not?
Again, that's a tough one. That's a very specific Friday listener. Yeah. So that's a tough one.
Then we had some other ones like, what's the show intro song?
Uh-huh.
What daily segment do we do at 1:30? Mm-hmm. So we have like just some generic show stuff. Some other ones we'll keep under our hat for if we end up doing this again.
Well, look, here's the good news.
Overall, I think that worked.
Yeah, clearly people like our Patriots interviews. I mean, that's very clear.
Twitch chat hated the game because the Twitch chat's in here all the time. Well, they're like, this is so easy.
Yeah, Monty Mack. Who's specifically complaining?
No, everybody.
Oh, no, okay.
Everybody. It's like we poked a hornet's nest in there.
Well, here's the good news.
They're all fired up.
The bad news is you're not PK, who
Settle
will be going
down.
To see
2 minutes.
Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike at MGM Music Hall at Fenway a week from today. The good news is limited tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com. You'll have your opportunity.
I like the text.
What are the texts?
Rather than the text being like, there's a busy signal, it says, it won't let me call in. It won't let me call in. No, I think the lines were full.
No. The lines were working. Can I put one more guy?
People are pissed. They're like, these are so easy. It's like, yeah, well, all right. But the first three people froze. Couldn't get them.
Well, the first
Sometimes
guy
when the lights
froze.
Are bright.
I'm not sure the other two were actual. The first guy, the guy in New Hampshire, I forgot his name. Apologies.
Yeah, Rick.
He seemed like Rick. He seemed like an actual fan that legitimately panicked a little bit.
It's he had pretty bright under these lights.
Look.
Hey, Seinfeld.
We're going to box you around a little bit here. We're not easy
you
guys
come
to
come on here.
To.
You're not going
to
like how it goes.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Nick, I know Billy's on the phone. Can you pot up line four for me, if possible? I just want to see if John, at where he had an opportunity to win.
Oh, hello, John, are you there?
John, did work call at the wrong time, or are you just still working?
I think he's in some sort of meeting. I think he's in like a high-level meeting right now.
I feel a little bad for John, because I think John...
He got skipped. He could have been seeing Dave Chappelle in a week.
He could have been PK.
Instead, his boss is yelling at him about God knows what. Spreadsheets, probably.
Real unfortunate.
Those TPS reports.
Real unfortunate timing.
These people are...
Well, let me tell you, the Chappelle
I think it actually went great. So for those asking in the chat, I think it went great.
The Chappelle tickets,
though? There was no Joe Mazzulla or horror villain.
No, Joe Mazzulla. Who said it? Joe Mazzulla or serial killer? Joe Mazzulla or horror villain? Those were good.
Just a waste of good questions that we have left, though.
Yeah, it's true. We did. Yeah, we burned some of those. We did read them. We didn't answer them.
Well, on the bright side, though, we have, 8 games left of this if we do it
well,
this
I was
way.
Saying, yeah,
we can bring them back. We only need 2.
Next time they give us a great gift like this or a great giveaway like this, we'll be sure to dust this old chestnut back off.
The defensive back who doesn't talk much.
I'll tell you, PK's...
He did get half credit. He should get half credit for that.
He should.
But there's no way he's going to find somebody else.
No. Did you hear PK's reaction? That was that's a happy
one. D'Angelo!
Yeah! PK! PK, you win!
Wow.
That is a happy man.
That was good.
That's how I would react if I won Chappelle. Chappelle tickets are legitimately... that's a legitimately great
that's
prize.
That's how Keith reacts when I walked in with the D'Angelo.
That actually is a peek behind the curtain. But that's...
Gerard Mayo? Some of the guesses were pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
Let's name another player.
That's a prize I would legitimately want, though. I would legitimately want that prize.
The correct answers. Oh, it's an amazing prize in all seriousness. The correct answers were Hunter Henry, Christian Gonzalez, Mike Onwenu, Dietrich Wise.
Oh, yeah.
Who else would we have accepted?
Kendrick Bourne
and Devon Gotcha. So
and all the did you say specific players?
I said players.
Oh, so
I
coordinators
said players.
Didn't count.
Yeah. We were not going to count.
Okay.
AVP.
So Gerard Mayo really
Mayo
doubly wrong.
Now,
that was even more wrong than I realized.
To be fair, Drake May and Gerard Mayo are on the station. They're just not on our show.
Correct.
So
they're WEEI listeners. Mm-hmm. That wasn't right for them. They weren't Jones and Keefe fans specifically. They were listeners to the station, which was great.
But a Jones
great
and Keefe fan got it.
But a Jones and Keefe fan got it. Thank you very much.
D'Angelo's with a walk-off.
I'll tell you, Chappelle's show when I was in college, when we asked Terp earlier, like, are you too young for Chappelle's show? He was.
Yeah.
We used to delay going out.
I was not because that was right in our wheelhouse.
Going out in college, that's like a, you know, and I'm trying to remember, was it Thursday nights with South Park and Chappelle's show back to back? I think it was Thursday
10,
nights.
10:30, I think.
It's a big night to go out. I would wait to, I would be like, I'm not going out until after those shows.
Chappelle.
Now, look, maybe that was a lack of invites to go out. Maybe there weren't a lot of people
inviting. Definitely the reason you stayed behind.
I stayed in my dorm room.
Guys,
on
I'm
going to
stay.
Nights.
They're like, cool, dude. Like, we're going over here anyway.
Okay, we didn't want you to come out anyway.
Maybe after Chappelle.
They're
trying to sneak out and Jones caught them.
Those 2 seasons of Chappelle's show, incredible. And the 3rd season I found entertaining. That never aired, right?
Did it air
on Comedy Central?
It did, but it won't be on. You can't, like, unless you bought, like, the DVDs, you won't. They won't.
I was
going to
say, one of our buddies in college had the DVDs, so, like,
no,
I
own the DVDs of that, but I don't remember it airing on Comedy Central.
I also probably now couldn't tell you if it was on the show, on the 3rd season, or a deleted one, because
we
watched them all together, like, on a loop, so, like, I don't remember which ones was which, but unbelievable. I also remember listening to, like, the Kill 'Em Softly album.
Oh, the Kill 'Em Softly HBO special, which was
we
also
were just
a comedy
listening
album,
to the audio of it
is
for a while.
Is incredible. Yeah, that is incredible stand-up. So Dave Chappelle, PK, congratulations. And everybody else, nice try.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.